You are listening to Not Your Normal Rhythm Reading, where music, rhythm, and books bring us together. Welcome. This is Mr. Calhoun, and this is Not Your Normal Rhythm Reading. Every week, I will read new books in the style of musical rhythm for not only my music students, but for children around the world. Enjoy the story. Episode number 5 of Not Your Normal Rhythm Reading. Today's stories are Old MacDonald Had a Farm and The Three Little Pigs. Old MacDonald. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on that farm he had some chicks, E-I-E-I-O, with a chick chick here and a chick chick there, here a chick, there a chick, everywhere a chick chick. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on that farm he had some horses, E-I-E-I-O, with a neigh neigh here and a neigh neigh there, here a neigh, there a neigh, everywhere a neigh neigh. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had some turkeys, E-I-E-I-O, with a gobble gobble there and a gobble gobble here, here a gobble, there a gobble, everywhere a gobble gobble. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had some pigs, E-I-E-I-O, with an oink oink here and an oink oink there, here an oink, there an oink, everywhere an oink oink. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on that farm he had some cows, E-I-E-I-O, with a moo moo here and a moo moo there, here a moo, there a moo, everywhere a moo moo. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had some donkeys, E-I-E-I-O, with a hee-haw here and a hee-haw there, here a hee, there a haw, everywhere a hee-haw. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had some sheep, E-I-E-I-O, with a ba-ba here and a ba-ba there, here a ba, there a ba, everywhere a ba-ba. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, with a hee-haw there and a hee-haw there, here a hee, there a haw, everywhere a hee-haw, with a moo-moo here and a moo-moo there, here a moo, there a moo, everywhere a moo moo, with an oink oink here and an oink oink there, here an oink, there an oink, everywhere an oink oink, with a gobble gobble here and a gobble gobble there, here a gobble, there a gobble, everywhere a gobble gobble, with a neigh neigh here and a neigh neigh there, here a neigh, there a neigh, everywhere a neigh neigh, with a chick chick here and a chick chick there, here a chick, there a chick, everywhere a chick chick. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. The Three Little Pigs. Once upon a time, there were three little pigs who went out into the big world to build their houses and seek their fortunes. The first little pig did not like to work at all. He quickly built himself a house of straw. Then off he danced down the road to see how his brothers were getting along. And as he danced, he sang, "I built my house of straw, I built my house of hay. I toot my flute, I don't give a hoot, and play around all day. The second little pig was building himself a house, too. He did not like to work any better than his brother, so he had decided to build a quick and easy house of sticks. Soon it was finished, too. It was not a very strong little house, but at least the work was done. Now the second little pig was free to do what he liked. What he liked to do was to play his fiddle and dance. So while the first little pig tooted his flute, the second little pig sawed away on his fiddle, dancing as he played. And he danced as he sang. I built my house of sticks. I built my house of twigs. With a hey diddle diddle, I play my fiddle and dance all kinds of jigs. Then off danced the two little pigs down the road together, to see how their brother was getting along. The third little pig was a somber little pig. He was building a house, too, but he was building his of bricks. He did not mind hard work. He wanted a stout little, strong little house, for he knew that in the woods nearby, there lived a big bad wolf who liked nothing better than to catch little pigs and eat them up. So splat, slap, slosh, slap. Away he worked, laying bricks and smoothing mortar between them. Ha ha ha, laughed the first little pig when he saw his brother hard at work. Ho ho ho, laughed the second little pig. Come down and play with us, he called. But the busy little pig did not pause. Slap, slosh, slap went the bricks on mortar as he called down to them. I build my house of stones. I build my house of bricks. I have no chance to sing and dance, for work and play don't mix. Ho, 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 ha, 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 laughed the two lazy little pigs, dancing along to the tune of the fiddle and the flute. You can laugh and dance and sing, their busy brother called after them, but I'll be safe and you'll be sorry when the wolf comes to the door. Ha, ha, ha. Ho, 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 laughed the two little pigs again, and they disappeared into the woods, singing a merry tune. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? The big bad wolf, the big bad wolf. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Tra-la-la-la-la-la. Just as the first pig reached his door, out of the woods popped the big bad wolf. The little pig squealed with fright and slammed the door. Little pig, let me come in, cried the wolf. Not on a hair of my chin chin chin, said the little pig. Then I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house in, roared the wolf. And he did. He blew the little straw house all to pieces. Away raced the little pig to his brother's house of sticks. No sooner was he in the door, when knock, 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 there was the big bad wolf. But of course, the little pigs would not let him come in. I'll fool those little pigs, chuckled the big bad wolf to himself. Then he said out loud, those little pigs are too smart for me. I'm going home. He started off towards the deep woods, but he did not go far. He hid behind a big tree. Soon the door opened and two little pigs peeked out. There was no wolf in sight. Ha ha ha, ho ho ho, laughed the two little pigs. We fooled him. Then they danced around the room singing. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? The big bad wolf, the big bad wolf. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Tra la 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 la. Soon there came another knock at the door. It was the big bad wolf again, and he covered himself with a sheepskin and was curled up in a big basket, looking like a little lamb. Who's there? Called the second little pig. I'm a poor sheep with no place to sleep. Please open the door and let me in, said the big bad wolf in a sweet little voice. The little pig peeked through the crack of the door, and he could see the wolf's big black paws and large sharp fangs. Not on a hair, my chinny chin chin. You can't fool us with that sheepskin, said the second little pig. Then I'll huff and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house in, cried the angry old wolf. So he huffed and he puffed and he puffed and he huffed, and he blew the little twig house all to pieces. Away raced the two little pigs, straight to the third little pig's house of bricks. "Don't worry," said the third little pig to his two frightened little brothers. "You're safe here." Soon they will all be singing. This made the big bad wolf perfectly furious. "Now by the hair of my chinny chin chin," he roared, "I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in." So the big bad wolf huffed and he puffed and he puffed and he huffed, and he could not blow down the little house of bricks. How could he get in? At last he thought of the chimney. So he climbed quietly, then went with a snarl. Down he jumped right into the kettle of boiling water. With a yelp of pain, he sprang straight up the chimney again and raced away from the little house as fast as he could go. The three little pigs spent their time in the strong little brick house, singing and dancing merrily. But the big bad wolf never came back again.